The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Hello, 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 AfterBuzz family. So if you're tuning in right now, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, otherwise known as the best AfterBuzz recap there is around.
Pretty much.
Yeah, right? I want to remind you guys that Bing is for doing, Bing. And also, please don't forget to download our show on iTunes. It's completely free, and we always ask for your feedback, whether it's good or bad or indifferent. I was reading some stuff today that was bad, but, you know, we ask for it, and we use it
agree
to be
to disagree.
Better. Yes, agree to disagree, and we're not homophobic. Thank you.
And I just do have to make a comment as well. Sometimes I can't personally keep it PG-13, but I'll try and tone down my profanity.
Please, it's not as fun if it's
yes, it's fun.
PG-13.
But again, like, thanks you guys for tuning in, watching us, commenting, rating. You know, your feedback means a lot. And really quickly, before I go around the room and, you know, have everybody introduce themselves, I just want to call out a few YouTube usernames, people who always leave great comments and love the show. Randy Trejo, what up?
Love Randy.
Randy, we hope you're listening. Thank you. Babak Mustavi, thanks for listening and commenting. WW Wicked 1964.
We love Wicked.
We love you. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes. I appreciated it. Who else do I have here on my list? I think that's it.
Well, I have to give a shout out to Kelly on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
DeBarge Fan. I think that's her handle. She's always tweeting us. She's always, you know, engaging with us.
And going forward, we'll continue to, you know, recognize you guys because we really appreciate you. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. And thanks for listening. And
I love seeing all the discussions, all the heated debates.
Yeah,
you know?
It's good.
Whether it's against what we have to say or whether you guys start your own little discussions, we love that you guys are always engaged.
Right.
And we hope to keep it that way because we wish that we could invite all of you here at AfterBuzz TV, but there's only four chairs.
Awesome. So without further ado, to my left,
I am Mari Fagel, and I'm very happy to be here. And I also wanted to give a shout out to Miss Ammer G. She comments a lot. She called in last season, so shout out to her as well.
Thank you.
And I'm Susan Hahn.
And I'm Giselle Ugardi, always live tweeting at Giselle Ugardi on my panda phone.
And I'm Deanna Vaughn. And again, you can find us. You can Twitter and, you know, call in and be part of the discussion. Okay.
424-256-1633.
And really cute necklace, Deanna.
Thank you. And if you want to see how I made this necklace, you can tune into the Stylish channel. It's the Mark Montano Project, and I do a little DIY episode, and he makes this necklace. It's very cute. Homemade.
Hey. I like the D and the V.
Because it stands with Deanna Vaughn. All right, guys. So another great episode. Okay, this battle still continues. So this is part two of the Moroccan party. Mauricio versus Brandy, Mauricio versus Ken.
Sorry,
that was
someone's
my phone.
Not ready.
Are we, like, are we, are, all right, let gonna start from here. Do you guys feel like Mauricio was finally getting his point across to Brandy? Like, because I feel like...
What was his point?
Well, his point was, look, I'm not... Don't take this personally. I'm here because I'm good friends with Paul and Adrian, and this is how I think you should have handled the situation. I'm not, like, against you. I'm just trying to give you a piece of advice.
But that's not what he said.
Yeah.
And that's not how he said it.
It's not. I agree. Just after reading some blogs and kind of, you know, getting the backstory, that's where I think he was coming from. But continue.
I think he got his point across, but it was still completely unnecessary.
Right.
He didn't demonstrate that he had any place in that entire thing because he even said, you know what? I don't know what Adrian said to you. I don't know what goes on between you guys. Exactly. That's where it's supposed to be. Between the two of them. It doesn't need to be at this party. Brandy said it perfectly. That's fine, but you don't need to bring it up in front of this big group of people, especially when you don't know what's going on.
Okay? And he even has the audacity to come up to her when she's leaving. He's like, listen, this isn't personal. It is personal.
Right.
It was absolutely personal.
What else is it?
And I also just don't understand why they all feel the need to talk about Brandy and to give her advice and talk about her as if she's not there. That was my big point of contention last week, and it still is. And I just feel like I love Mauricio normally, but he really bothered me in this last episode. I feel like it wasn't his place. Mm-hmm. Ken went even higher up in the scale for me. I love Ken. Ken can do no wrong in my eyes, and it was very sweet of him to protect Brandy. But Mauricio, I don't like seeing that side of him. Like, leave the drama to your wife. I didn't... well, because I didn't know he... I never thought he was one of those real house husbands. He never, ever struck me as that type. He's not like that terrible Simon on Real Housewives of New York. Like,
oh,
he normally stays above everything. And I understand that Paul is his friend, but I just think he crossed the line.
Well, bottom line, yes, Brandy shouldn't have said what she said. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand that she has verbal...
Diarrhea of
the mouth. And I relate to her. Sometimes I say shit that I shouldn't have said. Mm-hmm. And however... Was it Mauricio's business? No. What I'm surprised is that when Brandy was cussing the shit out of Mauricio, Kyle just sat there. If that was my husband, you best believe you're going to get a bottle thrown at your head. Whether my husband was wrong or not, but she was like, fuck you, shut the F up, you mother. I mean, she was up in Mauricio's face. And Kyle was just like...
Because Kyle's gone down that road before with Brandy when she attacked Kim, and Kyle knows what it looks like to fight back at that exact moment, and to her, it's not worth it.
Yeah. But I still think, as much as I love Kyle, I do think that Kyle, she's a people pleaser, and I think she's the one who tries to keep the peace, and I don't think she ever tries to, like, I'm on your side or I'm on your side, you know? So, and I know that was her husband, but I kind of found her, like, in this situation doing the same thing.
There were a few times where I did see her standing up for Mauricio, but it wasn't in a screaming, you know, threatening type of voice. It was just a, hold on a second, my husband isn't blah, blah, blah. Or my husband is just trying to do this. But I could also see her teetering to the other side of, like, oh, I don't want to get involved. Like, let's just please stop. But she kind of, I don't know, like, I'm wondering, you know, you viewers out there, do you think that Kyle enjoyed watching it?
Of course not.
Watching someone else bully Brandy.
Oh.
The mouthpiece again.
Yes.
Because
I do.
She's sending her attack dogs out, Faye and now Mauricio, because she doesn't want to say it herself.
Well, Deanna, you made a good point. You said that Kyle's a people pleaser. She's also a pot stirrer at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, she did take Mauricio's defense when it was between him and Adrian. And I mean, excuse me, between Mauricio and Lisa, and I believe Mauricio and Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't have the balls to be like, okay, Brandy, that's enough. Or she could have been like, okay, you guys. She didn't interject at all. She just sat there while her husband was getting cussed out. Whether he brought it upon himself or not, bottom line, she didn't take her husband's defense.
I agree. She could have, in that moment, she could have been the person that said, okay, you know what? Enough. You guys, shut this down. It's inappropriate. Brandy, you know, this isn't the time or place for this conversation. She could have done that, and that would have easily diffused the situation, but I agree with you. She didn't. But, again, I think that's Kyle wanting to kind of play both sides and not really have to, you know, get in the way or, you know, be on anybody's bad side.
I think Kyle knows that Brandy could blow her top at any point, and that she like I said, she's gone down that road. She knows what it's like to tell Brandy, shut up, like, don't talk that way. She's done it before, and it always just leads to more trauma. So why not just sit back and let Brandy calm down. Mm-hmm. But first of all, I will say I totally understand why Brandy finally did lose it. And because I'm saying, like, you know, she needed to calm down. She was right to be calmed up because all these people were attacking her. And they all talk about her at, like every single dinner conversation has been about Brandy. And it's, Lisa said something like, I'm not surprised she finally blew up. I'm not surprised. And I don't think Brandy did anything wrong. Yeah, she chooses maybe not the best words, but, like, right. She is a very protective mother. She's being sued. She's a single mom. This guy is attacking her. Everyone's attacking her, being like, you should do this, you should do that. Like, it's just, I'm not surprised she broke.
Yeah, I understand where Adrian's coming from. I mean, this was something involving her kids, mm-hmm. or her family. However, wasn't she the one when Russell was suing Camille? She was the one that made the big deal about friends don't sue friends.
Absolutely.
And
mm-hmm.
I understand that, you know, it was maybe like a heated comment that she made, like, you know, I can't believe Brandy actually said that to a group of women that are friends with me. And I understand that she might have been a little emotional then, but this has gone on so long. I mean, it's just like, it could have been just a phone call. Now, I don't know if Brandy's claimed that she called her twice and Adrian's saying that she's had no contact with her. I mean, really, it's just...
I totally agree. And like I said, I read all of Yolanda's blogs today, and her opinion is the same thing. Her point was, okay, so in my book, if friends have a disagreement, you pick up the phone or you answer the phone, you have a conversation. But in Adrian's case, she's letting a lawyer speak for her. You know, that's a cop-out.
A little overdramatic.
Yeah.
And can I just say, Adrian has way too much power over at Bravo, because first off, she was able to bleep out whatever Brandy did say. But second of all, she has been absent from every episode since the blowout, except for a little skincare plug line last week, and then like a quick little nothing dinner with Kyle and Mauricio, the only two people she's willing to have dinner with this episode. And it's like, all the other wives, when they're embattled in drama, the cameras don't leave them. But Adrian and Paul are able to, like, go on some trip and just not be on the show for 3 weeks because they're upset. And I just... It's upsetting to me because I'm seeing a whole other side of Adrian this season. Mm-hmm. She used to be one of my favorites because I felt she was really level-headed.
Yeah.
And I really liked her. And this season, and then after the news and gossip we'll talk about, I just don't really have much respect for her.
Well, and then just piggybacking on your comments, I read Adrian's blog, too, based off of last week's show. And she commented in her blog, per Adrian, she said, you know what, I heard that Brandy's sorry for what she said, but she hasn't reached out to me. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, who's telling a lie here? Because according to Brandy, she's called her, she's left emails, she's, you know, knocked on her door, whatever, and Adrian's refusing to speak to her. So,
and this is her blog last week?
This is the blog from yesterday.
Okay, Adrian, and this happened how long ago?
Probably at least 5 or 6 months.
At least. And she said, oh, I hear Brandy's sorry, but I haven't heard from her.
At this point, I feel like Brandy's probably not even sorry anymore.
Yeah.
She has, you know, made this just go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I feel like Brandy has just been having to string along. And she's just, you know, sick of it. She doesn't want to deal with the drama. She has her kids to worry about. She's got this book coming out, Drinking and Tweeting.
And well, we still don't know what Adrian has on Brandy.
True. No. And all I know is that Adrian will continue to play the victim card for as long as she can. She will milk this for a long time.
Okay, well, I mean, clearly we're all over this whole Adrian-Brandy drama, but we just wanted to put it out there that we do see Adrian's point. However, suing someone that has really nothing to sue for, it's just, come on, that's just bullying.
Well, not only that, but, like, you know, look at Adrian and what she has, and here Brandy's just trying to, you know, make a living.
Dollar out of 15 cents.
Exactly. You know, this woman doesn't have a leg to stand on, mm-hmm. so let's just do it the old-fashioned way. But really quickly, I want to talk about something that Ken said about Mauricio. Ken said to Mauricio, oh, he's a typical man. Like, what did you make of that comment? Like, when he said that, I'm like, what does that mean?
And then Kyle's
typical,
like,
man.
My husband is anything but a typical man.
I didn't know what that meant. Like,
typical man, like, oh, you're going to, like, get involved and attack or something. I don't know. know.
Typical man maybe being ignorant to a situation.
Yeah.
I didn't know where he was going with that, because in the same token, Ken was defending Brandy, but I also found, even though what Mauricio was saying was out of line, he was also defending Adrian, another woman. So I feel like they were both doing the same thing, but of course one was done in a better way than the other. So that's why I didn't get what he was saying.
You know, I didn't understand that either, because at the same time Ken is defending Brandy, yet Ken is taking more of a classier route.
Right.
Which only interject when needed, absolutely.
And he's defending the little guy. He's defending Brandy. He said she's a single mom. And now Adrian has a powerful, you know, bank of attorneys and people behind her, and it's David and Goliath, and, you know.
And really, and then there's Taylor bantering off, trying to make it all about her.
That's next on the list. Before we skip over this whole Moroccan, did you guys hear Kyle say, I think she was speaking to Taylor, because look, when I kept rewinding it, it was how they were seated. Kyle said, it's not about the surrogacy. Did you guys catch that? And I have to say, it was Kelly. She's the one who tweeted me, and I was like, I don't see it.
I have to go back.
And it was today when I rewatched it, and it wasn't focused on her. It was a side conversation.
But you could hear her say
it. And you could hear her telling someone,
maybe,
like, it's not about the surrogacy or something.
Oh.
And she was, like, heated. She goes, she was saying something like, it's not about the surrogacy. So
I wonder if that might even be something, could Bravo have missed that?
Either editors missed it, or they are leaving these little trails of clues, just like, right, the episode before the bleep out, they happen to have a conversation about surrogacy. Like, they leave just enough hint that viewers and people like us can figure it out, but not enough that Adrian suddenly goes through that.
Interestingly enough, last night on Watch What Happens Live, they had Hoda and they had Brandy. And Hoda was like, I still don't understand what everyone's fighting about. Can someone tell me? Can someone fill me in? And Andy and Brandy just looked at each other and they were like, we'll talk about it after the break.
Yeah. Hoda, girl, she's drinking too much wine on her shows.
Oh, no, she's not allowed to for the month. They're not allowed to drink.
Oh, because it's a New Year's resolution.
I haven't drank this whole month. Mm. How many days do I got left?
I can't say that. moving on. Okay, let's Taylor. First of all,
hot mess Taylor.
Well, that's one that is drinking a lot, obviously. A. B.
Literal mouthpiece around her lips.
It's all, she brings everything back to her.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, just so freaking obvious. I hated
and
that.
And it's not just editing, because you see Yolanda and Camille both say,
like, shut up. This is not about you.
Oh.
And I'm predicting now that Taylor and Yolanda are going to go head-to-head at some point.
Absolutely.
Because Taylor keeps alluding to the fact that she has dirt on Yolanda.
Because
of David's ex-wife or something.
Well.
And that's going to go head-to-head. I just think Taylor is batshit crazy.
Well, not only that, how inappropriate was her conversation about, I know David Foster, I knew his ex-wife, and she was having that conversation right there with Camille, with Yolanda in the room, like, how inappropriate.
Yeah.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. Ugh. And I didn't understand how Taylor feels like she relates to the situation.
She relates to any dramatic situation.
Right.
It's like, well, what happened to me is worse.
Yes, she belittles every other situation that has to do with hers, and we get it. It was tragic, but keep it moving. I mean, it's done.
It should be in the past.
Well, I'm glad that Yolanda and Camille called her out on that shit, because that's going to come back and bite her in the ass.
And I have to say, I didn't start off really admiring Yolanda. I really kind of didn't like her.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, this episode and the one prior to it, I see a really level-headed side of Yolanda.
Okay, are we 3-1 or 2-2 here? Because you two are on the Yolanda bandwagon all the way.
I'm not. I wouldn't say all
like
the way.
Yolanda.
Okay,
I said,
well, you guys are
like
on
one foot, because I was like trying to burn that bandwagon before.
Okay, because last week we made a pledge to try to talk about Yolanda as little as possible.
Oh, I know.
So bored by her. And then you walk in and you're like, I read her blogs,
listen,
I love her, and you're loving her.
I'm not loving her.
I'm sorry. You're liking her.
I'm not hating her.
You're not hating
her. Listen. Okay. Here's the deal. I'm the first to say I just got on the Yolanda bus. I really did. And it's because, like I said, I read every single one of her blog posts, and it's just, she's a lot more endearing to me now because I understand her more. She's also a Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn.
Okay. You need to calm down. And you know what? That may or may not be her writing. So you need to
Okay, this is true. She's the only housewife, too. I'm just going to mention her blog post are like three, 4 pages long.
Because she don't got shit else to do.
Exactly.
She has Lyme disease.
And
okay?
fucking lemon trees that she needs to,
and she's getting treatments.
Like,
so I'm just going to say.
I never once would say that Yolanda's, like, not a good moral person. Mm-hmm. My issue with her is she's boring. She's boring for the show, and they should have vetted her more, because when she comes on the screen, I say, yawn.
What is Lyme disease?
Lyme disease, it's a debilitating disease of, like, the joints and bones. Sometimes you can get it from a bug, but it's, like, she's got a serious treatment she's going through. But what was I going to say? I agree with you. I do think that the Yolanda that we see on the show was boring. I wish the Yolanda that I was reading about in the blog, I don't know who read it, I wish I saw her in the show. Because let me tell you, if we saw her, we'd get a different person. 100%.
I never didn't like her. I agree. I feel like she is kind of boring, and I want to see more of her, and I don't like how she seems very disattached from the group. Mm-hmm. And so, in that way, I don't understand where her place is.
And she's condescending. Did you guys pick up on the fact that she was telling that guy?
But I find that you're so amusing. But I loved it, though. I actually really liked when she did that, because she's...
Why?
Because
she's like, you should go home and...
The only reason she can get away with it is because she's not American.
That's
so she
why.
Can get away with it,
exactly.
But it's still demeaning.
No, she can't get away with it, because these people are working their fucking asses off, carrying tons of, you know, these marble things.
And what she's trying to say is...
And her ass, when she came to America, you think that bitch was moving furniture into a house?
She was modeling and getting paid thousands of
dollars. It doesn't matter, though. She's clearly trying to help this man have a brighter future. And
aren't you Mexican? I would have been like, cállate, bendeja. Okay? Don't be telling me to go home and study up on my English.
See, I...
No.
Okay, here's what I will say.
She was condescending.
That was not okay for her to be like...
Okay, I think it's two against one.
And she's like, you should learn English. She's like, okay.
She is someone who is very motherly. And I feel like she tries to be motherly to people who aren't her kids. Whether or not she's a great mom, that's a totally different argument.
I was
going
to say, she's not that motherly to her own kids.
But the point is, like, I didn't see it as being condescending. I think just the way that she carries herself, she's just natural and an intimidating person. But I think she was just trying to be helpful. If the guy wanted to be funny, he could have been like, well, you know what, bitch, learn Spanish. You're in California.
Excuse me, but bitch is paying him today for a day's work. He's not going to say that. Trust me, when he went home, he's like, this pinche bendeja tried to tell me to learn some English. But, I mean, he needs to get paid
now. They're going
to
think we're racist again.
He's like, I need to get paid. I don't, if somebody was to me like, do you speak English? I would fucking punch him in the face. Like, excuse me. What is that supposed to mean?
And can I just say that she starts off every sentence with, well, I'm a designer. I'm a designer. Like, every single sentence last night started off like that.
Okay, I'm gonna squash this right now. I challenge both of you, okay, between now and next week's show, go and read every single one of her blog posts. And then...
Okay.
No, wait.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to hear if you have the same opinion about her.
Okay, and do you follow her on Twitter? Is she as intelligent on her Twitter as she is on her blog?
140 characters. Come on.
You can make it work, honey.
Come on now.
If she's that intelligent, 140 characters...
She doesn't carry herself as being ditzy.
Yeah,
She's not ditzy. She's just...
Everyone.
She's, I think, could be... ignorant in some areas.
I think that's part of why I think her and Dave Foster are so funny, is because they can be a little ignorant and funny and super old-fashioned.
The reason I didn't, like, I was not even hopping on the wagon. Trust me, I'm far from it. But I was like, okay, I see a different light. Because she was, like, calling out... who was it? Taylor. She's like, why are you being aggressive? Why are you, like, this is not about you? I like the fact that she was like, listen, just shut your mouth, you know?
Well, and she went to go console Brandy in the bathroom, too.
And that's what I was going to say. Interestingly enough, we're going to see a much closer bond between Yolanda and Brandy. In fact, reading Brandy's blog, she calls her Yo-Yo. Like, and what Yolanda loves so much about Brandy is she likes that she's just shoots straight from the hip. She speaks her mind. Mm-hmm. She doesn't, you know, talk about people behind their backs. That's what she likes about her. So those two actually, we're going to see them become closer.
Because in the past, you see Yolanda, she just doesn't want to get involved, period.
At all.
But then this was the first time she was just like, Taylor, you need to, like, fall back. You need to shut up, and you need to, like, stay out of this, you know? So I really appreciate that, because I feel like before, she was too above even making a comment.
I don't disagree.
So that's the only human...
Mm-hmm. I think... from looking at it now and kind of hearing all this, I almost feel like because she was new to the group, she was trying to figure out, like, how everybody works and then maybe swim in and figure out, okay, this is who I'm going to reach out to. This is who I'm going to make an effort with. This is who I want to avoid.
But I think the fact that she was so slow to, you know, join the drama is why they brought in Marissa Zanuck as backup. They're like, okay, Yolanda's not doing much for us. Let's bring in another potential housewife.
That's a whole
other
story for this episode.
We're going to get there.
Okay.
All right, so let's move on. Actually, okay, let's talk about Marissa Zanuck. Who
we'll
are you,
around. Marissa Zanuck?
Well, you are not 35. She's not 35.
Take a sip of water, honey. But yeah, let's talk about Brandy and Marissa. They're like new besties.
I have to say she is not 35.
Okay.
No way.
Marissa and Brandy are BFFs?
No way.
At least 45.
Honey, it depends on what you do to your skin.
Yeah.
Honey, you know what I'm saying?
Are you saying that Marissa and Brandy are BFF for right
well,
now?
Well, no, I'm just... Yeah, for right now. Because I read hers, too. And what I thought was interesting about this episode is that, you know, we saw Marissa come mm-hmm. to Brandy's aid, and she agrees with mm-hmm. her. And then what I thought was weird, to me, this was weird, when they all went to dinner together, mm-hmm. I thought it was strange that Marissa was sitting next to her brother mm-hmm. and Brandy was sitting next to her husband.
Yeah. That's because Marissa is so mean to her husband, I can't believe it. She clearly...
is Marissa? She is so disrespectful to her husband.
I didn't like seeing that at all.
Married him just for his Hollywood background. She doesn't like the fact that he makes indie movies. She makes fun of his looks, basically says she's not attracted to him. And she's so rude and disrespectful to him, and he just sits there and takes it. And so,
or it could have been the other way around, that they were really, really young. They fell in love. They didn't care about anything else but just the love between them. And then she maybe moved to Beverly Hills and got adjusted to this materialistic lifestyle and was maybe hoping that he would turn into the Hollywood background that he has. But
you can't get married hoping that he's going to become someone else. You know, I mean, and I get it. Marriage is hard. I think I'm the only one on this panel that's married. And sometimes I want to run the fuck away, you know. But at the end of the day, you need to work it out. And I'm not going to sit here and bash my husband on national TV and say, like, well, you know, other people think he's attractive, but I don't see it. Like, I don't see it. And she's continually, like, just...
Well, I'm going to
play him down.
I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second, because we also heard Marissa say that she's a lot like Brandy, that oftentimes she just stuff comes out of
Clearly.
Her mouth and then she's like, oh shit, what did I say?
I think the reason she kept saying I'm a lot like Brandy is because Brandy was the most popular new wife last season. Mm-hmm. And so if she just says I'm like Brandy, everyone's going to be like, oh yay, like our new Brandy, we like her. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she said that strategically because Brandy was like the most loved one last season, or like got all the attention, and I'm the new Brandy. I'm just like Brandy, you know.
Well, I think Brandy got all the attention because she's hot.
I think Brandy and Marissa's husband make a really good couple.
Hot. So do I. So
Brandy and who make a good couple?
Marissa's husband.
Oh, y'all stop.
Brandy looked beautiful. This whole
they look really cute together.
That was the most awkward thing to me.
That
just
is not 35.
That could be 35 with sun abuse. Now, you know.
If she had different hair, she would look more 35.
Yeah, but maybe her hair is just old and the way she dresses.
Because everything else, I mean.
I do think the hair is part
The hair and the eye makeup, it kind of makes her look older.
Yeah.
Anyways, Marissa.
But really quickly, okay, I read her blog today, too, and... You know, I'm going to read it really quickly. Really fast. Okay. She goes, now on to the dinner with Brandy. My brother Dean and I. I really enjoy Brandy, but at the point we didn't know each other well, and she still doesn't totally get me. So when I said that Dean wasn't my type, she felt it was an insult to my husband. Brandy is right. It was disrespectful. Sometimes my mouth speaks before my brain thinks, but that's me. Dean actually finds us to be an endearing, amusing, and bemusing quality of mine, but you would have to know us to know this. Brandy went on to make further assessments about my relationship with Dean, which I would suggest in the future she keep to herself. In this instance, though, I gave her the ammunition to fire, and she did. Lesson learned. So she acknowledges that what she said was wrong, and she basically handed that to Brandy on a silver platter.
She basically handed that to all the viewers out there.
That wasn't the part that offended me, though. When she said that my husband wasn't her type, didn't bother me. It was everything else that she said.
She was like, I got married too young. I would have waited. I mean, it's just everything she kept elaborating on. It's like, we get it. You might not be... I don't know, you might not be so happy, but just keep that to yourself, you know, mm-hmm. and just these little comments like, I wish he would make a studio movie. Well, you know what, bitch, he's not. So find your happy somewhere because he's not. This, he's happy. He's happy doing indie movies.
Right. Be supportive.
And
be
I mean, I think part of what people like about reality television is they want to see real feelings and real sides of them and real opinions, but this was just something that just didn't, I don't know, it just, I don't know where the place is. Like, is this, are they planting this seed? Are they going to get divorced later? Is this, you know, like, what's...
I hope not. I hope
according to the blog, it doesn't seem like it,
no,
but...
No. So, I don't know. We'll see
how that
unfolds.
Hopefully the reality bug that gets her if she, you know, continues to be on this wagon isn't going to ruin her marriage, too.
Moving on. Let's see here. So, Faye. We sing more Faye.
Did anyone else think that her face looked really different in the confessional this week?
Not
I thought
really.
It looked really creepy.
Yeah, but I've always thought that. So.
I never thought that until this week. For some reason, it stuck out to me as being very
I feel
classic.
Bad saying that, though, now that I told this story last week about how Kyle was like, oh, everyone's being so mean about Faye. And then I was like, uh-huh.
I do like Faye. I mean, I don't like what she said, but generally speaking...
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate Faye.
No, I'm not.
I like her style.
I'm not a fader. Huh? Get it? What I think is interesting is that for the first time now, we've learned a little bit more about Yolanda, that she's officially an interior person. So I wonder, is there going to be a little rivalry now between Faye and Yolanda, you know, in terms of like, you know, I'm the best interior decorator and you know what I mean?
Can I just say, Brandy looks so good here in the black slip.
Mm-hmm. She looks good all the time.
Yeah, she looked gorgeous last night. And I'm really excited for her in Vegas. I know we'll talk about
that. Oh, yeah.
Can we get to Paul and Adrian?
Yes. Let's go back to Paul and Adrian. So they finally make an appearance. They're back, I guess, so to say. What, they were gone for what, like the past three episodes?
Mm-hmm. Basically. She needed a little fresh skincare
air.
Plug.
Yeah. She needed a fresh air in New York City.
Yeah, so needed a little subway action, you know, a little cab.
You can tell that there's something going on. I mean, obviously there's something going on, but it's everything, like the body language. He's like, you know, like, I don't know if he was like, hurry up or whatever. She goes, well, look at these, the concrete or whatever going into Kyle's house. She goes, I have heels. Don't push me. It's like, my goodness. It's not, he like barely put a finger on you and you're like, don't rush me or don't push me. There's just so much aggravation between them, and you can see it, and you can feel it.
Right.
But I will say, it's sad now, knowing what we know, that they're getting a divorce, looking back at it, or that they are divorced, because the last couple seasons, when they bicker, it's, like, cute and funny. Yeah, it was cute, and it was funny. And now that we know what we know, when I watch it, like, if we had seen that same scene last season, I would have been like, oh, funny Paul and Adrian, they're just bickering again. But now, there's, like, something deeper to it, and it's sad.
Right. It's not cute and funny to them,
well, and
basically.
I think there's also a difference, and I agree with you, I was going to make that same point, but also, I feel like previously when they would bicker, Paul would just bicker right back, and they would kind of go back and forth for a little bit, but now, Adrian makes a dig, and he just looks at her and has, like, pain in his eyes, and I don't know if it's just something that we're reading now because of that, or if it, I feel like it really has changed. Just the tone of everything.
Oh, it's definitely changed. Can we talk about Kim real quick? And what is up with these Beverly Hills Housewives and their psychics and their, you know, not their father-father?
She has
father,
so many people.
It's
she has, like, a life coach. What's it called?
Life coach, I understand.
I know,
because
but,
of her whole
but
she, rehab.
What's the sobriety thing called?
Her AA person?
Yeah.
Your sponsor.
She has a psychic. She has... You know, her makeup team and glam squad.
I just couldn't tell who was crazier, the psychic or her. Like, they were both
a
so...
Portal.
Well, they
portal.
Were apparently on the same wavelength because they were getting right along.
What did you guys feel about Kim kind of schooling Brandy? Like, Brandy shouldn't be opening her mouth and saying the things that she says. And kind of, you know, at the Moroccan dinner, Kim had opinions.
Well, I think at the end of the day, none of them should be throwing stones when it comes to opening your mouth. You know, Kim's been guilty of opening her mouth at the wrong time, too. She's the one who started
everybody.
The whole thing at Mauricio's party. You know, Kyle has stirred the pot. Of course, Brandy, we know where, you know, so, like, she's just throwing stones. That's how I feel about it.
I agree. I agree with that.
Don't need to have a seat.
What else?
I'm kind of surprised that Kim hasn't really said much about Taylor.
Kim has this in
saying,
my
what would she say?
Well, with Taylor very visibly in front of her, always drinking way too much and saying way too much and behaving as she does, and with Kim being so sensitive just out of treatment, I'm surprised that she hasn't mentioned anything or said anything or called her out.
Maybe not Kim, but none of the girls have said anything. I mean, Taylor was acting crazy at that dinner. Like, when she was like, let's get up and go. We're going to be strong women. It was, like, so weird.
I think for some reason they're choosing not to acknowledge it, for whatever reason. Because it's clear to us that she's had a little too much to drink.
And on every episode.
On every episode. But I think they're choosing not to acknowledge it. I really do. Because it's obvious to us, but, like, if you'll notice, like, this has happened a couple times and no one's really said anything about it. Like, at least we haven't heard it, you know.
Do you think it's because they're ignoring her because she clearly wants the attention, or are they ignoring her because they know that there's a problem?
I think it might just be a sympathy thing. I think they might be putting it off as, okay, she's still grieving. Yeah, she's still, you know, she's still dealing with the death of her husband and finances, so let's just kind of back off because this is maybe what she needs to do to get through it. I think maybe that's it. I do. What do you guys think?
I mean, I think that there's definitely a problem going on there. I think it's one thing if you want to have a good time and you can handle your alcohol, but when you are getting comments from your friends like, oh my God, there she goes making it all about her again, there's a problem because you're not realizing your behavior when you're intoxicated.
Yeah.
So, I think it's going to get worse and worse, and we're going to see absolutely. More and more of it, which I kind of want to. Does that sound bad?
Did you say you want to?
Like,
all right,
I just want to see more of Taylor be crazy.
Yolanda bought that shit for 50% off, this painting.
Hey, I have to give it to her for doing some wheeling and dealing and bargaining. And I actually
her
had a...
body looks great.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
She's so pretty.
I was wondering, like, is that, like, a normal thing to do in the art world? Do you barter for stuff like that?
Yeah, okay. My boyfriend worked at Sotheby's, and he was watching the episode with me last night, and he was like, you know, whenever you walk into a gallery, the price they quote you at is always way too high. Mm-hmm. And so, what she got it for. The only problem is the fact that he was willing to do it on air. Yes. Now other people are going to come in and be like, okay, so 50% off?
Well, he's going to sell a lot more art, I'll tell you that.
He should have been on Bravo before. He was on Millionaire Matchmaker.
Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. I remember that guy.
Yeah.
What a little
and
Bravo.
And he made a painting for a girl on their first date, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's a little incestuous. I don't know if I like that revelation.
We see that all the time, though. We see Bravo crossovers all the time.
What were your guys' thoughts on Ken and Lisa's demeanor towards Mauricio at the art gallery?
Awkward.
It was very awkward.
Awkward.
Did you think it was necessary?
I thought that the peace offering was unnecessary, first of all.
Yeah, I thought that was nice.
It was, I mean, just the way that he presented it, I just thought was a little strange, because if you're going to offer a peace offering, you should be sorry for something. But he didn't really seem sorry. He was just kind of like...
A peace offering doesn't necessarily mean that he's sorry. It's just true. Like, you have your opinion, I have mine, but I think we can just...
Let's squash it and move
neutral.
On.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I see that better now. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Lisa's whole demeanor, the way that she carried herself, it was very strange. It was very bizarre. It was very, like, that's not really how you... say hi to someone and bye to someone at the same time.
I understand that she's like mother hen to Brandy, but at the same time it's like, okay, come on, Lisa. She was super rude. I kind of felt like there's a time and place, and then he's like, how are you? She goes, fine, but nothing I want to talk to you about, or something. It was just like, come on.
Well, because Lisa. She already is upset with them, I think, because they took Adrian's side, or they seem to be not taking Lisa's side in the Lisa Adrian thing. And then on top of it, he attacked Brandy, so it's like, you know.
Here's the way I kind of see it, too. We all know that Kyle and Mauricio are good friends with the Maloofs, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's keep in mind, Mauricio is in real estate, okay? He sells in real estate, so...
Oh, gosh, that outfit was so bad. Sorry.
So that
was Paris's.
That, oh, yeah. That's food out of their mouth. So I could see where he wants to make sure he's protecting that relationship.
Wait a minute. So are you insinuating that Mauricio is protecting that relationship because it's more of the whole real estate circle and that...
Potentially, because
you don't think he's genuine friendship? I think he's genuinely friends with Paul, because him and Ken's a lot older than him, and they don't have much, like, to talk about. It's more Lisa and Kyle, they're friends. But true. Remember when Paul and Mauricio did the high heel walk? Yeah. Like, they're really good friends.
I agree. They are, but I guess my point is that when it comes to the friendships, Kyle is a better friend with Lisa. So it's really not Mauricio and Ken. It's more like, you know, okay, hey, bro, whatever. But in terms of the Maloofs, they truly are, like, you know, bros. You know, and there's the whole business aspect. So,
well, I think Lisa's still very bitter about, and as she should, with Adrian's whole comment about Lisa selling the story to the tabloids. Mm-hmm. And Lisa brings it up continuously. Like, what about when Adrian's, like, you know, opened her mouth and spread rumors about me? Or what about then? Or what about this? It's like, I don't think that people sympathize with her as much as they do with Brandy, is because Lisa is on Adrian's caliber, whereas Brandy isn't. And Brandy does need that ammo. She does need that shield of protection, because she doesn't have $1 million to fight back with. She doesn't even have this lawyer fee. Do you understand what I mean? But yeah, definitely, I feel like, Kyle and Mauricio siding with the Maloofs.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. The Vanderpumps are siding with Brandy. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it has nothing to do with Kyle and Mauricio or Lisa and Ken.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and I know that Mauricio definitely, you know, was out of line and just kind of attacking her. But at the same time, you know, Lisa does get very involved in Brandy's business as well. She kind of coaches her. And Brandy's, I think she's capable of saying her own piece and taking care of her own actions.
Well, I'm going to throw something out there, just based off of what you just said. So Lisa is very involved with Brandy. She's a mama bear, whatever. Do you see it the same way with Faye and Kyle?
No.
Okay.
No. That's Kyle stirring the pot and then sitting back and watching it boil while Faye finishes it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And there's also nothing wrong with Lisa being this protective mama bear with Brandy.
I agree.
Brandy wants it. Mm-hmm. The problem is all these other people are trying to tell her what to do and give her advice and act like her mom. And that's not warranted. Like, she actually is genuinely friends with Lisa and she looks to Lisa for her advice. So
I agree.
Because Lisa's not throwing out any punches. She's blocking the punches, or she'll, you know, maybe punch back, but she's not, you know, throwing the claws out.
Wow. All right. Did we miss anything? Any other points we wanted to bring up?
I thought it was interesting that Paris was on the episode for the first time.
Well, because she was plugging her concert. Hello. Which, did you hear that?
By the way,
the concert was back then. So why does it help to...
Well, who knows if she's selling records, dropping iTunes.
I'm not going to lie.
Broken up with that boyfriend.
I like Stars Are Blind. I bought it on iTunes.
See? There you go.
But that was like 6 years ago.
I actually liked that song, but whatever song she came out with, it was this ridiculous music video. Do you remember, like, a couple months ago? And she was, like, talking, sexting.
Oh, no.
It was something about sexting.
No.
It was so ridiculous.
No. I don't know.
I just feel like Paris Hilton has hit a whole new low. I mean, I love The Real Housewives, but when she's, like... You know what I mean? Like,
hey, girl's
having
still
to
making
appear
so
on...
much money. She's laughing
in like foreign
all
countries,
the
though.
Still,
hey, who cares
still.
Where it's coming from?
I know.
Who
no,
cares?
I know.
She's very popular internationally.
It's shocking to me that, like, Kim Kardashian has had so much staying power, but then Paris Hilton has just fallen so far from the top.
No, she's probably still getting her checks.
Oh, she is.
So, I think it's time for a little news and gossip, you guys.
Woo!
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, the biggest piece of news and gossip is that Adrian has a new boyfriend. She's dating a new guy. She's actually dating Rod Stewart.
Allegedly.
Well, we got pictures, honey, to prove it. I wish we could pop them up here. But she's dating Rod Stewart's 32-year-old son, so...
That's a 19-year age difference.
Yeah, go, Adrian. Little cougar town.
Get yours. Get it in.
Probably is.
Did you notice, though, the date was at Crustacean, which is where she used to go with Paul? I feel like she was rubbing that in Paul's face.
Yeah, but the garlic noodles, who cares?
Who cares? So good.
I was actually at the restaurant next door on Friday night when she was on her date, but I just kind of felt it was mean, like... Don't take them to the place that you used to go to. That's like that song that's on the radio, like... what's that song? And it's
but it's Chris Station.
You know, it's like Chris Station back to the same restaurant that you used to go to with him.
But
no,
still, I feel like you live in Beverly Hills. I feel like that's the place that you would go to with anybody. You know,
there's so many other restaurants, and they've been there so many times.
But they've probably
on the
been to every single restaurant.
Like I said, it's the garlic noodle.
Yeah. Have you been to Chris Station?
So I have. Okay. I have. I just felt like it was their spot. Like you've noticed it on the show before, the two of them ordering, and I just thought it was kind of mean and kind of a dig. And I just think that. I don't know. They're
so sweet. Let's see. And did you guys also know that Sean Stewart, I assume that's his last name, but I'm not sure, he was formerly on Celebrity Rehab.
That's great.
What do you think about that?
Good Adrienne's moving on up.
I mean, considering, you know, she's got three children, young children.
What, do we know what he was in rehab for?
I didn't watch the show, so.
I'm just liking her less and less. I just can't believe how much it's changed from last season when I liked her so much to this season.
On Watch What Happens Live, they talked about this very briefly, and Brandy was saying how I guess she's friends with Rod Stewart's other son or something.
Okay.
And she said that she doesn't believe that they're actually dating.
Oh, so this is
that
just
would be
what
a,
she
that,
ate
it was
him?
Quite the
a,
photo op.
That would be a total surprise for her, that if it was actually real.
Zoom in. Zoom.
I actually wouldn't be surprised by that.
How
she took him to Chris Station for the garlic noodles and for the photo op, and I wouldn't be surprised if she did this to piss off Paul.
However, just this is a new update hours ago. Sources confirmed to Us Weekly that they are dating, and she commented, "Age is just a number. It's about how good of a person you are. Sean is a very funny guy. He's very giving. He mentors at the mission, works with at-risk children, and gives his time and money to get children off the streets."
Isn't okay. Camille's boyfriend younger than
he
him?
Is?
So who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
But
who
not,
cares?
I don't know.
I mean, they both have children. I say, do what you gotta do.
It's not serious. They're having fun right now.
Do what you got.
Obviously.
She just got out of, how long were her and Paul married, you know, together? She just got out of a very long relationship. She probably needs to have a little fun.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Let her have her fun. Do you guys have anything else?
You make me feel like a natural woman.
That was good. Oh, you know what? There were two other viewers from iTunes that I wanted to give shout-outs to. Aphrodite Wonder, thanks for listening and leaving your comments. And Drea Girl 2000, thank you.
Thank
we
you
love
guys
your comments.
So much. Hey. You guys took us to a 4 from a 3.
Yay!
No, that's a big
get
deal.
Us to
that's
a
huge deal. That's huge deal. Get us to a 5, and what? Every single week we've been top 10 After Buzz.
Yeah, we're number
show.
8 right now.
Well, we're usually number 4, so we have dropped a couple notches. So we need to get that up, people.
And we truly do love your guys' feedback. So please give us, you know, your opinions and comments.
Sean Stewart was on Celebrity Rehab season 2. And he was in there for alcohol, ecstasy, Vicodin, morphine, fentanyl, cocaine, and heroin.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Woo.
Okay, well.
Yikesies. Okay. Good luck with that one, Adrian. Not unless anybody has anything else to offer, I think we're done.
It's
until
a wrap.
Next week. It's a
I'm
wrap.
I'm excited for Brandy's. What is it called? Brandy's House.
Vegas.
Yes, her Vegas
the
trip.
Stripper.
Her stripper camp.
Her school of
school of
sexy. Like Brandy's House of School of something.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about it. Another Vegas episode. I need it.
I know. Wait, real quick. We'll just go around with predictions. What are we thinking is going to happen next week?
Scandal in Vegas.
Lots of G-strings.
I want Taylor and Yolanda to duke it out.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm kind of with you on that. I like that. I think we might be seeing more Yolanda, and she might be more fun.
Yes, we get it.
Ugh, I hope.
I'm on the bus, okay?
You're driving that shit, okay?
What? All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in. Again, don't forget to rate us a 5. Leave your comments on YouTube and iTunes, and I'll just go around the table. Wrap this shit up.
Thank you. You can find me at Mari Fagel.
You guys can find me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn.
You can find me at Gisele Ugardi, and I will also be back here in this studio at 10 p.m. for Dance Moms.
Because she's crazy. And you can find me, Deanna Vaughn, at GoToGirlTV. You're going to be sleeping here. You might as well just get a bunk bed or a sleeping bag, girl.
Beer.
All right.
Bye-bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.